Being bullied in high school had become routine for Jacob.
Oh, come on. Let's go grab this freak's clothes and throw them around outside. Teach this loser not to mess with us. Bye, Jakey.
Bye, Jakey.
He had accepted that this was his life now. But then a miracle happened. That changed his life forever.
Wait, what was that?
His father's guy.
And what happened next is no less than a miracle. But did his life change for the better? We'll find out soon.
All right.
Look, we obviously got off on the wrong foot. I'm Jacob. My name is Jacob.
What is your name? I mean, what? Where did you even come from?
You're not very chatty.
It was unusual for Jacob to meet a girl, let alone someone who had fallen from the sky. So he took a chance and tried to get her number, but she fled without leaving a trace. As soon as he reached home, Jacob felt uneasy. His mind was filled with unanswered questions, the biggest being when and how he would meet the girl again. Yet the memory of her falling from the sky left him wondering, did it really happen? Or was it just a hallucination? To him, it had felt undeniably real. Before he knew it, he was dreaming about her.
Jacob.
Strangely, the dream took an unexpected turn.
Return to me.
He woke up in shock, only to notice a green mark on his hand. That wasn't the only thing. Other strange changes were happening to his body, leaving him full of questions. Jacob was amazed by these transformations, but couldn't piece together what had triggered them.
It's weird.
Was this a sign he had overlooked?
What? Okay, this is an improvement.
Conveniently forgotten amidst the faint glimpse of his transformation,
puberty. What? Oh my god. Oh my god. Ah! Oh.
I gotta go to the doctor. Oh. Technically, there's nothing wrong with you.
Okay, doctor, I don't want to seem like a hypochondriac here, but I'm kind of freaking out. This is nuts.
Jacob, you've been to me 7 times this semester.
Okay, you know I thought I had gout. All right.
You stubbed your toe.
Fine. All right, but please, I need your help here. I feel like I'm going freaking crazy.
I am helping you, but you gotta relax a bit.
How could I possibly relax with this thing on my arm?
Look, we've ran all the tests, and you're normal.
Then why do I look like a freak?
Jacob didn't trust the doctor. He knew something was off. Despite following all the doctor's advice, the green mark refused to fade. Desperate for answers and eager to get rid of the mark, his luck took a turn when the answer to his problem came knocking at his door.
It's her.
To his surprise, it was the mysterious girl who had fallen from the sky and landed on him. He had lost all hope of finding her to get his answers, yet here she was. Jacob thought it was fate and assumed the girl must have been thinking of him too. But he was about to get the shock of his life.
Oh!
You! You stole something from me. Give it back now.
What?
A blue bead? A blue dragon bead?
Look, I wish I could help you. I don't know what you're talking about.
I can feel it. Right here. No, right here. I knew it. If you don't have my bead, then how do you explain that? Fine, you can act dumb all you want, but I know for a fact you have my bead. And if my parents find out, you'll be in serious trouble.
Who are your parents?
Handing me the bead will be much easier than dealing with them. Trust me.
Is that a threat?
Crap. No. Crap!
Crap! Okay, I'm late for my e-contest. I gotta go. I'll see you, okay?
I'll be seeing you, Jacob.
Jacob wasn't the brightest student, and this was his last chance to get good grades. Otherwise, he could face expulsion. But a miracle happened.
What the hell? Am I going crazy?
At first, Jacob was freaked out, but as the answers magically appeared before his eyes, he forgot everything else and saw his dreams come true.
It's like I just know the answers.
Jacob couldn't fully understand what had caused him to gain the ability to see answers, so he decided to confide in his friend.
Out that Tesco.
Really good. Yeah.
Can I tell you something if you promise not to tell anyone else?
Dude, I'm your best friend. You can tell me anything.
All right. Just...
Oh, okay.
When I took that test, it was like I could see the answers.
Yeah, okay, I get like that when I'm locked in playing video
games. No, this was different. Like, I feel like my brain is changing.
So what? You're like a genius now?
I mean, maybe.
Okay, sure. Let's take it for a test run, huh?
Jacob's friend put him to the test.
Professor Davis challenges his advanced study mathematics course for seniors to solve this problem every semester. He leaves it up there for his brightest students to solve. What do you think?
We'll give it a shot.
This marked the beginning of Jacob exploring his potential. His mind began to operate in ways it never had before, initiating a transformation that made him forget to question how it was even possible.
That's it, right?
How the hell should I know?
Good Lord. You solved it.
Jacob didn't stop there. He had hit the jackpot, quite literally. With his newfound abilities, he knew exactly how to make the powers work in his favor. He had finally obtained enough money to support himself, but what Jacob didn't know was that the dream he was living would soon turn into a nightmare.
Goodbye, student loans. Since the day I met Sophie, everything has been falling into place.
That night tested powers he didn't even know he had.
What the hell?
What are you doing?
Go to bed, kid.
That's all my stuff.
Yeah? Well, not anymore.
That's impossible.
Are you some kind of freak?
Shut up!
Who am I? What have I become? Is this my reality? Is this because of Sophie?
Oh!
The next day, he met Sophie again to get answers.
Hey, Sophie. Wait, come back to apologize?
Yeah, right. I came back to warn you.
What? About what?
Her.
This is where Jacob and Sophie's story took an unexpected turn.
Who is she?
Jacob. We've been waiting for you. Please, step inside the car. My employer is very eager to speak with you.
Whatever you do, do not get in the car with her. She can't be trusted.
Okay, but can I trust you, though? Because honesty is not really your thing.
Look, I've had my reasons, okay? But I won't let them hurt you just because they want to. I can protect you, but you have to let me.
I don't need your protection.
Jacob was only putting on a tough guy act.
Who's your employer?
A very powerful and wealthy man with the power to make you wealthy and powerful as well. Mm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I'm good.
You're coming with me.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
Fine.
We'll do this the hard way.
I can't move.
Stop! Leave him alone!
This was only the beginning of Jacob's nightmare. He was moments away from a huge revelation.
Well, okay. Creepy. This is extra creepy, actually.
Play nice.
MTX? Freaking MTX, they're a massive tech company. Everyone here is dressed like a maniac.
Well, I told you not to get in that car.
Well, thanks. I'll be sure to keep that in mind. See Mr. Ducone? Hello, sir.
Pleased to meet you, my boy. My daughter Sophie has told me all about you.
Daughter?
Surgeon.
Just here.
In his pocket?
No. In his stomach.
Look, it's been really nice to meet everyone today. I think I might just go home.
Step into my office, boy.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. Hey, guys.
You can't do this to me!
We must cut it out of him. There is no other solution.
No! That will damage the gem.
Yeah, protect the gem, yeah.
No, we will burn the boy. The gem won't suffer from fire.
Silence! All of you! There will be no cutting or burning. I'm tired of listening to fools like you. This is a delicate situation. There is only one man I want to hear from. Elder Liam, what say you?
The gem in the boy's belly isn't a bead of power. It's Sophie's essence. And without her essence, she will wither and die.
You lost your very essence to this boy? How could you be so careless?
Oh, so now you take an interest in me, Father?
What were you even doing flying in the sky like that?
I was trying to escape.
Escape what?
Escape from you.
Your stubborn attitude may have just cost you your life.
Like father, like daughter.
Come on.
Stop him!
I'll kill her.
Drop it.
He's controlling me.
Now.
What is this? I want answers.
Jacob, I think you've seen and heard enough. You know the truth about us.
The gem. The green tattoo.
Oh my God.
You're all freaking dragons.
Yes, we are dragons. For most mortal men, swallowing dragon essence would be a death sentence.
This is insane.
But you're still alive. And that means that you may be dragon material.
What is Jacob's reality? What will he have to do to unleash his powers? Will his powers help him to get back to his bullies? Or will it make his life a living hell?
To find out, listen to My Dragon Princess on Pocket FM app.